Airchecks.com.
Good morning to you. I'm Stacia Kelly with J.J. Jackson on Fox 97, WFOX, Gainesville, Atlanta. We play the classic hits of the 60s, 70s, and the 80s on Fox 97.
Fox 97 WFOX plays the classic hits of the 60s, 70s, and the 80s. And I'm feeling blue down to my shoes. Ray Charles, Billy Joel. I'd like to happen upon them in a Holiday Inn somewhere on a lonely interchange on the highway.
Late at night, when it's dark and cold,
Fox 97, WFOX. I like the partner says, well, I know they won't play this song on the radio. Well, why the heck not? I guess blues doesn't really normally do real well on the radio, but heck, that's what hot. Billy Joel, Ray Charles, hot song. Let's check your Fox 97 traffic now with Bill Alexander. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, JJ. Downtown connector is still a little bit rough as a result of that accident being cleared at Decatur Street. That's right between Edgewood and MLK. It has things backed up right to Edgewood. All in all, a pretty quiet morning. We'll keep you posted. I'm Bill Alexander on Fox 97 traffic.
Grand opening this Friday at South Lake Festival Shopping Center in Morrow.
Fox 97, WFOX, JJ and Station, 812, 12 past 8 o'clock. Hadn't had an alligator update here in a while.
Well, that's because it's cold.
It is cold.
They were waiting to go out and try to get the Lake Emerald Monster until the weather warmed up a little bit. So maybe this week is what they're saying now.
Well, let's see if we can get a hold of Gib Johnson here just the same and see what's going on
from
here.
The Department of Natural Resources. He's a trapper, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Well, there's very little happening right now. You know, we've still got, still a little cold to do this, to fool with this thing in it.
Yeah, he's still in there.
Yeah, as far as we know, you know, we're not checking on the thing every day. You know, there.
Well, we are.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I guess you get a lot of calls, don't you?
Yeah, you know, one of the big problems we're running into is the fact that that there is so much activity around the lake. You know, the landowners, people that own the lake, have been complaining about the people in the yard all the time. You know, all hours of the day.
We want to try and keep people out of there, then.
Yeah, you know that as long as you keep this alligator stirred up, so he's all that wary, it's just going to make our job a lot more difficult.
Now, who's going to stir up an alligator?
Not
who goes
me.
Over there and does that kind of thing? Don't do that. Some people are a lot more bold when they know they have something between them and the alligator, like a fence.
It's like kids. You say, don't touch that, and they go over there, and then they break it.
That's it. Don't break the alligator, all right? Oh, Fox 97, WFOX.
What'd you do?
Playing the classic hits of the 60s, 70s, and the 80s. Well, you get injured a lot of times when you do this kind of...
Uh-oh.
The earphones hit me in the eye, and it's like the microphone cut my nose last week. This
Workers
is a dangerous
comp.
Job, yeah. Golly. 8:17, 17 past 8 o'clock with JJ and Stacia.
Big news this morning from Palm Springs, California.
Flash.
Sonny Bono is running for mayor out there,
yeah,
and he has picked
that.
Up a big endorsement.
Who?
Suzanne Summers.
Hey!
She's going to vote for him, and she wants you too.
That's interesting. I was reading the National Enquirer last night because my mind wants to know. And it said that somebody tried to torch the restaurant after he announced his mayoralship.
His restaurant in Palm Springs?
Yes, tried to burn him down, and he lost about $1,000 in equipment. Maybe it was him.
Not to mention all the pasta that went up in flames.
I thought that was kind of strange. Why does... would you vote for him? Would you vote for Sonny Bono as a mayor of Palm Springs?
Gee, I don't know. Palm Springs, maybe anything goes.
That could be the situation out there. I'd probably vote for an avocado out there.
Rays on the River presents Sunday Brunch.
We're going to check your Fox 97 traffic here with Bill Alexander. Good morning, Bill.
Yeah, good morning, JJ. A little bit of a problem on 285. We have a report of an accident, 285 southbound between South Cobb and the river, and that could be causing a lot of that. Take care out there, Bill Alexander, Fox 97 traffic.
Atlanta's newest Marriott Hotel. Marriott Suites at Perimeter Center. It's all new, all suites, and all Marriotts.
822 on Fox 97, WFOX.
Have you ever heard of this international imitation Hemingway competition?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I have. That's the people who can imitate Hemingway the best is prose.
The best and the worst.
And the worst?
Because he did have his own unique kind of style.
Yes.
The 10th competition just came down,
yeah.
And one of the worst was a winner named Daniel White from Washington, D.C., mimicking Hemingway with a passage that began.
Oh, here we go. Oh, wait. Let's set this up. No. And now here's Stacia doing the worst.
The president looked at the woman he called Nancy. He knew in his heart that other men had also called her Nancy. It was her name. But he did not wish to think about that now.
Ooh. That's some serious writing there.
Bad Hemingway.
Yes. I'd buy a book if it went all the way through like that. I like that.
You don't bring me flowers.
McGill. She called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. It's kind of like a mixture of the Beatles and Hemingway. Pretty nice, huh? WFOX News Time is 8:26. 26 after 8 o'clock. This newscast is brought to you by Bell South Mobility. Hey, we're the phone company for your car. Here's Stacia Kelly. Good morning.
Good morning. Airfare wars are heating up again. It's 39 degrees at Fox 97. Al Archer says look for a high in the low 60s today. Details coming up. The best airfare bargains going have been going to tourists. Well, now Eastern Airlines is aiming to please business travelers.
For Fox 97, I'm meteorologist Ellen Archer.
39 degrees at 8:30. I'm Stacia Kelly and J.J. Jackson. We should talk sports here just for a moment. Hawks beating the Cleveland Cavaliers last night, 110-105. The Masters begins in Augusta today. Braves' new season starts up. And Sugar Ray Leonard outboxed Marvin Hagler in Las Vegas last night to win a 12-round split decision.
Spoken just like Jeff Hollinger. Good job, buddy.
Thank you very much.
Good morning, JJ.
Hi.
I have written an ode to JJ and Stacia.
Well, we just had some Hemingway prose on. This should be very interesting.
Yes.
You want to give your name?
No, this is anonymous.
You prefer to remain anonymous?
Yes.
Okay, that'd be fine.
I don't want to hurt my career in any way. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Ode to JJ and Stacia. JJ and Stacia, you're number one. You make waking up in the morning fun. You fill our mornings with humor and song, and the smiles stay with us as the day goes along.
Good, that's...
Like a mom with her gentle ways, you wake us up to start our days. This poem's for you, so you could know that the listeners appreciate your morning show.
Oh.
Now, how is that?
That's what do you think?
Very good.
That was very good. I thought so.
We need her name, though, because how are we going to send the jar opener to resident or anonymous?
I think she's going to forego the jar opener. I don't think she wants anybody to know. Yeah, really. Here's words get in the way, by the way.
I realize you're seeing someone new. If you do what?
Fox 97 WFOX truly plays the classic hits of the 60s, 70s, and the 80s at 8:37, 23 before 9 o'clock. I had an attack of Al Jolson there for a minute. Everyone's like, hello, Lenny Kitty's getting the show business here. Another phone call here. I guess poetry's becoming the talent this morning, yeah?
Hi. I really feel terrible now after that. I've got a limerick for you.
Oh, good.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Okay. Have you heard about Stacia and JJ, who humble their public each day? If you'd ice on your car or couldn't open a jar, just call them. They'd show you the way. Or if you want to be a star and your talent sure won't get you very far, there's always old Stacia and JJ. But just be prepared for your butt you must bear, so Stacia and JJ get paid. I'm sorry, the other one was so nice.
Well, no, I like that. That's good. That's like one of those cards you send to somebody that's not quite as sweet.
What was that one line in there about old Stacia? Did you hear that part?
Oh, I
picked right up on that.
The manner of speaking.
Worrying me.
check a Fox 97 traffic here with Bill Alexander. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, JJ. This report brought to you by Ugly Duckling Rent-A-Car. West Side 285 is not in real good shape right now. Take care out there. Bill Alexander, Fox 97 traffic.
Save a buck, rent a duck from Ugly Duckling Rent-A-Car, America's second car. Super low rates on new and used cars for rent or for sale. Call 289-RENT, 289-RENT, or find us fast in the Southern Bell Real Yellow Pages.
Fox 97 WFOX, 842, 18 before 9.
It's just so heartwarming. It's so gratifying to know that Fox 97 Morning Show listeners will take pen in hand to write some poetry to get one of these jar openers.
Yes.
They will take mandolin on lap to serenade us.
Yes,
it's just heartwarming.
They just kind of start playing.
And this ear caressing.
Just lost and gone. That's more than worth a jar opener to me. But it's all that we happen to have right now.
Radio's greatest hits of today and yesterday. It's all right here on airchecks.com.